Hello, young professionals. My name's Michael Goff, and we're here today in San Diego, California, and we have the pleasure of talking and spending a little bit of time with Margareta Eriksson, who is currently the IEEE Region 8 Director-Elect for the Director Term of 2017 to 2018. And Margareta was previously the founder of Edbus Consult AB. I hope I pronounced that appropriately.
Pretty good.
Pretty good for an Australian. Anyway, so Edbus Consult AB is a consulting company involved in engineering management, information security, and cyber security. And also concurrently, Margareta is currently a lecturer in risk analysis and information and web security at Halmstad University in Sweden.
Yeah.
Very good. So first of all, welcome, Margareta.
Thank you.
And just Margareta, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and how you came to where we are today?
Oh, well, in a very short terms, I always been an engineer, even though my teachers tried to put me into nursing and other stuff because that was where I grew up in the northern part of Sweden. So I have a background in mechanical engineering and in energy, and then I moved into electrical engineering because I needed the control part, and I found out that wasn't that fun, so I moved into power engineering and ended up working with IT. It's a bit interesting. It's been very useful because I know a lot of things about a wide variety of engineering, which is helpful with the work I'm doing within engineering management, which in short can be said that how to make a product make it out through the doors in a company from R&D into sales and actually making money.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, which comprises both mechanics and electronics and controls and everything and systems engineering. So I'm well fitted for doing that.
Well, and you're right. Having that, I guess, depth of knowledge and the various forms of engineering is very important. And in organisations such as the IEEE, it's almost invaluable being able to experience things from different facets of the company. So you touched on a bit of data and information security, and obviously that's sort of a rapidly changing and developing field, as you can, I guess, appreciate.
You're kidding.
In your working career, in your industry career, how did you make sure that you're continually up to date within this industry?
Well, I have one way of doing it, which I really recommend. And this, I work part-time as teacher, as lecturer at the university. And my other time I spend in the consulting. So I have both sides, and they marry together very well. So I do research to prepare for my lectures, and when it comes with the cybersecurity and information security, that's an ever-changing target. Nowadays we have almost anything is by web interfaces. Wasn't so just a couple of years ago. Mm. So that's the attack vector, that's the preferred way to attack any system today. And of course, then I read up, I follow what comes with IEEE, there's one publication called Security and Privacy, and just follow what's going on through all sorts of streams of information. I subscribe to different newsletters and white papers, and I pick the ones that make sense. And then I have to digest that and make it understandable for the students because they don't have any background in this. Presenting it in a way that make them understand why they need to do their piece of information security or web security. And in my consultancy work, I do it, I have to deal with the daily problems, breaches, if they happen, and preferably to make things that they don't happen. So taking care of information in a proper way, make sure that we have the right protections around that information that we value. So it's a very nice mix, and I do really recommend that have both, have one foot in each camp, so to say, one in the academic world and then one in the industry, in the professional life, because it's really beneficial. You know what you're talking about as a lecturer and as a consultant, you know what's the cutting edge of technology.
Yeah, and it's also, I guess, making sure that you know what's required in both the field and in industry and marrying that up with your, I guess, educational facets. Yeah.
Sure, and also giving very concrete example of what happens when you don't do things right. So the risk analysis is, well, bad things happen.
Yes.
Why did it happen? And then you go back and find out that, well, it was due to you didn't have the redundancy that you needed, or whatever that was. The human factor is cybersecurity has, well, say the threats are now going towards people rather than technology, because technology can be tightened and hardened. But people, we're just as naive as we ever was.
Correct.
And the users range from kids playing with mobile phones to elderly people that, well, they trust systems. And if they get a phishing mail they're saying, well, click this, they will do that. And, well, then you're down the drain.
Well, that sort of, it creates a challenge in itself. And I'm guessing with the web security landscape in itself, what do you think are some of the greatest challenges facing that industry currently?
I think it's the big challenge is that when we design systems, I have my students are web designers, they don't may not see it as their job to look after security. And you may know the expression, the devil's in the detail.
Yeah.
So by designing a website to make it safe for intrusions, you don't need to do that much, really. You just need to do a few things. To block for what's called SQL injections. Someone is inserting code there. Just make that impossible. Just check that you use A to Z, 1, 0 to 9. Anything else is filtered out, and so on. So there are very easy things. It's not at all rocket science. You just do it. So it's about developing it the proper way. And then you have a life cycle for a web. So once designed and set into production, that's where you make the money out of it. Need to be maintained. If it's not, it's neglected and will pose a danger again. And then at some time, it will actually need to be closed down. And you need to take care of the data that's there. Maybe personal data, maybe financial data, credit card information, whatever you have stored there. Customers as well. And harvest that in a planned way. And then close it down. So it's about the life cycle of a web application just as much. And now we have them on the phones, we have them on the surf pads, we have them everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's really, it's just there. To understand that life cycle of a web is really important. And if we don't do that, that's definitely a threat.
Absolutely. And I guess, as you've just described, your experience is very diverse and you've worked both in industry and in academia.
Mm-hmm.
So throughout your career, and it's been a very rich and vibrant one, it seems, what would you classify as your proudest moment and achievement throughout your professional career? It can be IEEE or even just through your industry experiences. What would be something that made what Margaretto is, I guess, well, proud of?
Well, I think one of my, what I'm pretty proud of is that I was approached by colleagues in IEEE that said that I think you should go forward to be a candidate for director-elect for Region 8. And I was sitting there and thinking, And then I thought, why not? Because that's something I really want to emphasize. If someone asks you for doing, taking up a position, they have a basic trust in your ability. So use that basic trust and build upon that. And so I did, and it came out that there were two female candidates for the Readnate director-elect position. And I asked the NNA committee, well, how come it's me and Madalena, she's a professor from Spain. Well, they said, you were simply the best. Thank you. And then winning the election, and we had 14 votes.
Yeah.
I had 14 votes more than she had. And the interesting fact is, she's a professor, she's a full professor, she's hundreds of papers. I'm a professional with one foot in academia. And I think the difference was that I was projecting a future.
Mm.
I was talking about us and what we can do together. And also I was asking for your support.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also something that's important. When you want to do something, it's not me doing that, it's us. We're doing that together. So we need to work together.
Yeah, absolutely.
And ask for what you want. Ask for what you want. Because no one can read your mind.
Right. Well, I guess on behalf of the young professionals, I'd like to congratulate you on the new upcoming position that you'll take over the full director term next year.
Yeah.
So it's very exciting. Just on behalf of, I guess, and directed to our young professionals and students and those aspiring for a successful career in the industry that you've made a name for yourself, what advice would you give to any potential students or those who are just starting their career in this space?
I think my best advice is follow your interest. Because and also look for your strengths. They're actually profiling tools when you find. Do that and find out what you're good at. What you're good at, you like to do, you easily do. That's a talent to actually thrive on. Then it's easy.
Yeah.
And get someone else to do the things that complements your strengths.
Sure.
And have fun. Make sure you have fun. If it's not fun, I mean, life is too short to not have fun.
Absolutely. No, it's some good advice that hopefully our young professionals can take the important points out of. Just finally, as the current Regionate director-elect, could you just outline some of the new exciting initiatives that most particularly our Region 8 young professionals can look forward to in the coming times?
Well, what's coming up in very short time is in August we have the Student Young Professionals Congress in Germany, South Germany. You may find the dates on the net, mid-August. And that's a really nice and big gathering. It will be a lot of fun and a lot of learning as well. And Regionate is generally very supportive of the students and young professionals because we see that as an investment in the future. And it's very much up to what you see the need for to do, because you're forming the future. So come up with good ideas, what you want to pilot, what you want to build on, and ask for support to do that. The senior members, the rest can act as mentors, as a lot of wisdom there. And we probably have a shared interest. Well, we have a shared interest. Just that the ways and means you do it may differ from how we made it, because we have the digital world, we have a different ecosystem to play in nowadays. And some people are not that digitally savvy as you are. So in that sense, you actually will do the the big job, because you see the way forward, and then we will learn what's the way forward is. So it's a reverse mentorship just as much.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you again, Margareta. I guess from a warm, balmy, I guess, San Diego, a little bit different winter to what you guys would be experiencing in Northern Europe at the moment. We'd just like to thank you for your time, and it's been absolute pleasure to sit down and have a little bit of a chat and to discuss how you got here and a little bit of advice for all our young professionals that will be listening to this podcast.